Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, we've been following, and you in particular have been following the Maryland wine scene for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, the forerunner of the entire Maryland wine scene is Bordy Vineyards.
Yep.
Actually was started in a place right across the street from where I used to live 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, 80 years ago. They'll be celebrating their 80th anniversary next year, which is a big deal indeed.
Yes, it is.
Hugh, I got to tell you this. I've been following their wines for a long time, and I truly believe that Bordy is in a golden age right now. They've never had it as good. Great ownership, great winemaker, great vineyard manager. They've got it all going on. And I tasted a bunch of their whites, and I'm here to talk about them because I'm so impressed. Let's start with the Bordy Albarino 2023. It's $20 for this. Bordy sources Albarino from around Maryland for its Landmark series, which provides a study of assorted varieties grown in Maryland. This Albarino is pretty excellent. I mean, I really liked it. A medium gold color, and it has a fresh nose of peas, lemon zest, and minerality. And the most immediate thing that you notice is the density of the texture. It's round, it's smooth, it's solid. And the flavors lead with things like honeysuckle, sweet lemon curd, and a bit of sourness in the close, which is all very cool. The overall impression is of quality with varietal correctness.
Wow.
And as compared to a Spanish Albarino, this is a little bit fuller, a little more plump. So good job. Now, let's talk about their Pinot Gris, also from 2023. I think a lot of the Pinot Gris is grown right across the street from the winery. There's a nice hillside, and I know there's Pinot Gris there. As the grape ripens, it becomes pink and tan and green. It's really pretty, and that should be happening fairly soon. This Pinot Gris is about halfway between the Alsatian style and the Italian Pinot Grigio. Like the Alsatian, there is a bit of plump roundness at the edge, and like the Italian, it has excellent acidic structure. The aroma features green peas, sweet grass, and pink grapefruit. So very, very intriguing. And I think the aroma carries over right into the flavors, which often happens. So a lot of going on here. Once again, the texture is very smooth. And although the wine is actually dry, boy, it's got good fruit. Now, here's the one that I really, really enjoyed, their Chardonnay. And it's what I call their Oyster Label Chardonnay. It's a Maryland Icon series. This is a vibrant Chardonnay that is easy drinking, easy to like. It's fermented in stainless steel that allows the ripeness of the vintage to speak for itself. The nose features yellow apples, a touch of papaya, and the expected minerality. Now, on the palate, the wine is light and very fruity. In fact, there's more fruit than I'm accustomed to seeing in a lot of their earlier Chardonnays. The fruit itself is mid-Atlantic rather than tropical. You get yellow pears, tart apple, white peach. It'd make a nice tart, wouldn't it?
Yep.
And laying underneath is a nice, vibrant layer of light minerality. And although it's a light Chardonnay, I think it's just a real pleasure to drink. This is my wine of the week, the Bordy Chardonnay. $18, and it's just really delicious. And we want to remind our listeners that Cellar Notes is now available on podcast. Just go to the website at wypr.org and navigate to the Cellar Notes page. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.